USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump has posted a reduced bond in his New York civil fraud case. Trump posted the $175 million bond Monday evening, preventing any potential seizure of his assets. Last week, the court allowed the amount owed for an appeal to be lowered from $454 million, giving him 10 days' time to make good on it. With Monday's payment, Trump comes in well ahead of that deadline. The U.S. is investigating after an Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The Iranian military commander was targeted in that airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, says he expects Iran to respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because
Israeli troops continue to engage Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border amid the conflict with Hamas.
Meanwhile, the World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. The Israeli Defense Force said an investigation is underway. Much of the U.S. will be bracing for severe storms this week. Things kicked off Monday evening with tornado watches, severe thunderstorm alerts posted from North Texas to Illinois and Indiana. Storms are expected to continue Tuesday with flood alerts from Indiana to Maryland. After that, heading into midweek, snow is forecast across the upper Midwest, moving into the Northeast by late in the week. Americans are getting some free advice from an expert ahead of this month's total solar eclipse. When you pick up safety glasses for viewing,
anything that you can pick it up and see through it, it's not going to protect your eyes from the sun.
Emily Rice is an astronomer and City University of New York professor. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A man is under arrest after allegedly driving his vehicle into a security gate at an FBI office in Georgia. According to officials, the suspect attempted to tailgate another vehicle in order to gain access to the facility, but security protocols thwarted the effort. Footage from the incident depicted the front of the car severely damaged. Authorities have reported no injuries. As of now, no details regarding a possible motive have been made public. The White House, answering critics of the Easter weekend observance of Trans Day in Washington, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre to reporters Monday afternoon.
And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right, every year. And this year it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day.
She says the recognition of Transgender Day of Visibility is nothing new at the White House. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, now retaining legal counsel, as police in Dallas were still hoping to speak with him. This in the wake of Saturday's crash involving a vehicle registered under Rice's name. An early investigation showed two cars were speeding in the far left lane when they both lost control and caused a chain reaction crash. Two people were reportedly hospitalized with minor injuries. The men in the speeding cars all left the scene without checking on anyone. It's still unknown if Rice was present at the scene at the time of the crash or if he might be facing any charges. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.